invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program again is awakening the heart so that you can believe and receive the impossible. We made a couple of points. The first one is a heart that sees Jesus as he really is can see him in all his beauty. Then we said that the heart that is transparent will always seek God. The third point we like to make is that a listening heart responds to the king's advances for intimacy. A good example of this is David in Psalm 27 division. I'm going to read from the Living Bible and just let you see what he was saying and doing from the heart that got God's attention to the point that he knew that God was speaking to him. So he had a prepared heart. And it reads in verse 4, "The one thing I want from God, the thing I seek most of all, is a privilege of meditating in his temple, living in his presence every day of my life, delighting in his incomparable perfections and glory. There I'll be when troubles come. He will hide me. He will set me on a high rock out of reach of all my enemies. Then I will bring him sacrifices and sing his praises with much joy. Listen to my pleadings, Lord. Be merciful and send the help I need." Verse 8 reads, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me, O my people." And my heart responds, "Lord, I am coming." So this is heart to heart, that we just don't want to have his hand, but we have his heart. And you may say, "Well, I don't have that kind of relationship. I don't qualify." But I'm going to tell you, don't allow the enemy to disqualify you. You can ask Jesus to come into your heart now. And then you're setting yourself up for success. Why don't you do that with me? Say this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I need to be saved. And I want to be saved. I want you in my heart. Come in my heart, cleanse me from all sin, wash me with your blood, cleanse me with your word, make me a new creation in Christ, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. You are now my Lord and Savior, and I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen." Now, if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now let's continue to listen to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from my sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is awakening the heart. You can believe to see and receive the impossible. We made a couple of points. First, the heart that sees Jesus as he really is will see him in all his beauty. Secondly, the heart that is transparent will seek the Lord. Third, a heart that is listening will always respond to the king's advances. 4, intimacy. And 4, a heart that's soft, stable, that's soaked up with the word of God, is the heart that gets the harvest. And in this case, you'll not only believe the impossible, but you will receive the impossible. We're going to look in Mark 4th chapter, and this is in the Living Bible. We want to make this point that Jesus said that if you can get this parable, then you'll be able to get the rest of the parables, because this activates your faith to believe the impossible, and the impossible always starts with your heart. And he's showing the disciples there are several different ways to develop your heart, and they're progressive ways. So you got to make sure that anything that would hinder the intimacy with you and God, anything that would hinder you from seeing God or seeking God, is moved out of the way. So Jesus gave this parable, and he said that there is a farmer who decided to sow some grain, and he began to scatter it. Some fell on a path, and the birds came and picked it off of the hard ground and ate it. Who is saying this is Satan. When we don't understand the word, then it can never get on the inside. It's always on the surface level. And that's why we want to make sure that you're guarding your heart with all diligence, because there's a course of life that God wants you to have that's everlasting and that's abundant. Then the second form is that there was some seed that fell on the soil with underlying rock, and it grew up quickly, but soon wilted beneath the hot sun and died because of the roots had no nourishment in the shallow soil. So that's showing that here is Satan once again, not only trying to make you to forget the word, but sending you some opposition. And while you began to see and receive that word as your joy, as a constant state of glory, and a constant state of triumph, because it was not able to get deep in your heart as a revelation, it was only shallow. That means you didn't make it your own. It could be have been someone else's. Then what would happen with that? It would wilt. It would die. And then Jesus said the third explanation was that other seeds fell on thorns that shot up and crowded the young plants so that they produced no grain. So that represents the thorny ground where the hearts are people who listen to the good news and receive it, but they too quickly are distracted by the attractions of the world and the delights of riches and wealth, and they search for success, and the allure of nice things come in and crowd out God's message from their hearts. So no crop is produced, showing that there was distractions, that there was no room for God's message anymore. Then the next point we want to look at is the fourth point. And it said, these were seeds that fell into good soil and yielded 30 times as much as he's planted, and some even 60 or 100 times as much. This is the one who had good soil because their hearts were prepared. And these are the ones who accepted God's message and produced a plentiful harvest for God. What's the difference in the levels of receiving? Is that the 30-fold received the harvest, and it was pure and sure faith. But there was 70-fold of unbelief. In the example of receiving the 60-fold, there was 60-fold of pure and sure faith, but 40-fold was unbelief. And there are some who receive the 100-fold, and there was no unbelief. So it's saying that, yes, you can have a heart that receives the impossible because it believes the impossible. Once you know that you're guarding your heart and you're making it impenetrable to the enemy, that word is deep in your heart so that you are not moved by anything you hear, touch, taste, or smell outside of the kingdom of God, nor that you have any distractions, but nor unbelief, then you will have a heart that's awakened to God. So then you can do his bidding for the kingdom of God. I'll be right back after this message.
You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Awakening the Heart, where you can believe as well as receive the impossible. The last point we like to make is that with the perfect heart, then you have the image of the future and not just a shadow of things to come. When you look in the Hebrews, the 8th chapter, it's showing how the covenant that God has for us is new. He said, we could have kept the old one if it had really worked. But this was a new covenant with better provision and better promises. And not only that, it gave the opportunity for the laws of God to be in the heart of man and not just be written in stone. And this is what God said regarding that new covenant that he wanted to have, not only with Israel and Judah, but also all of us. He says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day which I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest, and I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. But the heart that seeks the Lord irresistible to the Lord, because his eyes are running to and forth the whole earth looking for those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Won't you be one of them? This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.